the podcast with everything paranormal. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, me and Jen.
Joe and Jen. Back again
in the studio.
Hey. What's up, my brother?
Oh. And my listeners. I'm still actually a little sick. I'm getting my energy back.
Mm-hmm.
But
got your color.
I'm telling you, this cold is just lingering on and on and on and on.
It never ends. Yep. Apologize for our last show, everybody. We both had the flu. It ain't easy to do with the flu.
No.
But we made it through, and we're here for you this week.
So we didn't talk about it much last week because we really couldn't talk, but we were in Florida for what's called PodFest. It's a podcasting convention, and just meet all kinds of different podcasters and talk about different things and go to seminars and sit out by the pool and
it was
drink Mai Tais by the pool.
Amazing. Oh. You don't drink. But I sure did.
Yeah.
Not really.
Hey, why not?
You know? I only had three.
Yeah.
I would say had three at that one place.
Well, after the roast of Dave Jackson, they said open bar.
It was and open bar.
It was like a funnel of people getting knocked over by Jen because she was running to the bar.
No, but man, oh man. I had a couple adult beverages. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, you're all right.
We had fun.
Yeah.
We really had a great time. You know, just being around like-minded people. Not very many paranormal podcasts there,
no,
which was great. We were kind of like the unicorn in the room. Everybody's like, ooh, you're the paranormal people.
Yeah, the one person said, oh, we heard you were here.
We're infamous in the podcasting community. But it was an amazing time. We learned so much. I was just really blown away by like the information and just learning from other podcasters about, you know, what we do and just how to better our podcast and
different
just,
aspects of it.
Yeah, and bring better quality content to you guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're doing this for you guys. So,
and it was so cool because I'm sitting there and I hear that when someone said, you know, you guys are the only other paranormal group, there's one more. And we're like, who? And they're like, History Goes Bump. I'm like, oh my God. That's a podcast I've been listening to for years.
Yeah.
Denise and Diane are the two hosts on there. And they are awesome.
You're amazing.
It's a great show. I listen to it all the time.
It was just really cool to put a name, a face to a name, you know.
A face to a voice, too.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But, you know, just meeting people that you listen to and just lovely, lovely people. You know, everybody there was so gracious and so helpful. And Joe won the big prize.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I couldn't believe it.
Won the grand prize.
So I won a Amazon Echo, an Amazon Kindle.
A Kindle reader.
Three books. And we think a publishing contract.
Yeah, we got to look into that. And then I want a 2-year subscription to some podcasting editing services. So
we're going to check that out.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's like big dollar.
One of the big things of the weekend, we're sitting in one of the seminars and Jen keeps poking me. And she's like, look. I'm like, what? She shows me a picture on her phone of William Hung from American Idol. And he's sitting like 20 feet away from us. And I'm like, oh my God. And of course we didn't get any pictures with him.
Of course not.
I talked to him, but
yeah,
didn't get a picture with him. Of course.
Oh, that was so funny. I'm like, I thought I was seeing things at first. I'm like, no, that's just guy looks like, I'm like, no, that's him.
So you so never funny. Know who you're going to meet at these
you
conventions.
You don't. And just so much fun. We stayed right in the heart of Orlando at this resort. And our room was really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
The resort,
it's outdated. It was outdated, yeah. But it was still nice. I mean,
the
it's
pool,
a lot better than I've stayed
at. Yeah, the
I've
pool was amazing. They had three pools, which I love, you know, because I love to swim. I think I was a seal in a past life because I love to swim. But I'm a Pisces, so, you know, I'm a fish. So,
oh, okay.
You know, like, it's just kind of in my blood. But we had a great time. You know, we learned a lot about podcasting, and I just can't believe how many podcasts are out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's podcasts on anything you can think of. You know, I mean, a lot of people that were there were business related,
mm-hmm.
and some motivational type.
Yeah,
things.
A lot of, you know, business, a lot of podcasts about podcasting.
Yeah.
A lot about, self-improvement, mm-hmm. Lifestyle type thing, brand influencers, you know, these young chickadees who are like 2 pounds and 20 years old, like using big words, like literally using these words. I'm like, oh my God, if I hear literally one more time, I'm going to vomit.
Literally vomit?
Literally. Oh my God. But anyways, that's funny.
Yeah. So it was a good time. I mean, we had fun. Just the bummer part of it was the last 2 days I got sick and the flight home was like nothing.
But it's exciting to fly. You know what's exciting is like packing your bags and the excitement and going to the airport. But we had some fun. We went to a lot of restaurants.
Oh, and I got Jen to go up on this giant Ferris wheel. Oh, my God,
you guys. I almost died. I was, it's called the Orlando Eye, and it's a giant Ferris wheel with 400 pods.
Feet up.
And, you know, you could fit like, 20 people in each one. They're huge. And I'm like holding on to the bar for dear life. I was so, I was like, my anxiety was sky high. I was okay looking out. Like, I can look out on out, but just to look at, like, the mechanical part of the actual physical structure going up, I was like, no. I was literally holding on to the pole, shaking. But I did it. I did it. Yeah. And it's so weird because, like, I have a little bit of anxiety about flying, but it's not... It wasn't that bad this time. I was kind of like, okay, it's cool. We're up in the air. You know, it's just the turbulence part. I'm like, no, I'm not having any of that. But Orlando was cool. It was so funny because, you know, it was snowing like not
It was a blizzard.
10 inches at home. It was the worst snowstorm of the year. And Joe and I are sitting in the 80 degree weather like, sorry, not sorry.
No iguanas fell on our heads.
They did not. Yeah. But we did see some lizards running across, which was kind of cool. We didn't get to see any alligators, so we did not see one alligator. I didn't get to see any manatees. I'm very upset about that.
Yeah, well, it's a goal to go back now.
I know. We're going back. Love Florida. Love
so it. So what do we got on the agenda for today?
Very interesting topic that, you know, like I kind of resurfaced this about this time last year.
Okay.
I was writing some articles for Haunted Toledo, which is an amazing website. You got to go. They have a new video series coming out, which is super exciting. You guys got to check it out. So last year I was writing articles for Haunted Toledo, and I came across this article of a very strange happening in Toledo.
Yeah.
And 1985, they called it the Summer of Satan in Toledo.
Okay.
So just bear with us because it's a little heavier topic than we normally talk about. But
heavy. Satan.
I know. Everybody thinks we're Satanists because we do paranormal podcasts, but we're not. We're completely the opposite. We're full of love and light and positivity. But I just wanted to share this article that I wrote with everybody and just get your impression about it. And then we found some other satanic activity here in and around the Toledo area that we kind of just wanted to share with everybody.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and read the article that you wrote someone. And who is the author again?
1985, The Summer of Satan in Toledo by Jennifer Shortridge.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm doing a book report. Okay, so how many of you remember the summer of 1985, Joe? What were you doing in 1985?
I was just getting out of high school.
Yeah.
And I was working at Instant Oil Change.
Oh, nice. I was going
and probably drunk.
Probably.
Yeah.
Wild, lush. So I was going into high school in 1985. So I probably was just finishing up my freshman year. And I was, you know, just the cutest thing they ever seen.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So, in 1985, we were knee-deep in the Reagan administration. The Cold War was really heating up. Michael Jordan was a rookie that year, and millions of us were utterly disappointed in the taste of New Coke. The latest Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street were big hits in the theaters, but there was something brewing in the Glass City that was far more devious than anything Freddy Krueger could ever dream up. Ooh. Few may realize it, but Toledo has always been the center of occult controversy. There seems to be something about our fair city which seems to attract all sorts of mysterious and nefarious personalities and energies. And in 1985, it all came to a head. For years, rumors swirled around the town about a diabolical cult that was operating on the western fringes of Lucas County. There were reports of ritual sacrifices to the Dark Lord, women forced to breed babies whose blood would be shed in homage to Satan. No one wanted to believe these stories, and then a witness stepped forward claiming to have irrefutable evidence of these ghastly events. For 4.5 months, tips poured into the police. Fingers were pointed, names were named, and a location was revealed, the spot where innocent blood had been spilled during devil-worshipping rituals. Lucas County Sheriff James Telb had no choice but to take action. Plans were made to evacuate this vacant piece of property, but before the first shovel full of dirt had been turned, the news had already made it to the front page. Sensational stories of dark, horrific, cloaked Satanists performing ritual sacrifices grabbed the full attention of everyone in Toledo. The national media swarmed our small town. CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, the AP, Time, Newsweek. They were all here and they were all jockeying for position to report on all the gruesome details. When it was all said and done, the Lucas County Sheriffs had unearthed some animal bones, a knife, some children's clothes, an old doll's head, and other oddities that may have been buried near an old scrapyard near Angola Road. Strange as these items may have seemed, they didn't really prove that the murderous cult was operating in the Toledo area. It wouldn't be until sometimes later when claims of a Toledo-based, deeply rooted satanic cult would surface again. Evidence implicating a local priest in the 1980 murder of a Catholic nun brought the devil back into the media spotlight. An alleged survivor of satanic ritual abuse claimed to be part of the dark ceremonies that took place right here in Toledo. Her testimony included being an unwilling participant in sadomasochistic sex practices as a teenager, as well as taking part in ritualized animal mutilations and child sacrifices. According to her claims, 5 people per year since 1969 had been sacrificed to Satan. Of course, the sheriff never found any evidence to support her claims. Without proof, the media attention began to fade and the rumors never stopped persisting. To this day, locals still believe that these practices happened and may still be happening like they did in 1985.
Yeah, so that was pretty interesting that all of a sudden info starts coming out. And really, that all stems back to a murder here in town of a nun by a priest.
Yeah.
It was 1980, the murder of Sister Margaret Ann Paul. This was done at Mercy Hospital mm-hmm. in the chapel.
You and I were born in Mercy Hospital.
Mm-hmm. So we probably spent time in the chapel.
Maybe, as babies.
Luckily, we weren't one of the 50 to 60 babies and children who reportedly been sacrificed over the years. So it comes out to be about 50 to 60 children that they believe were sacrificed. You know, the murder of the nun really came to the forefront, and it's just, like you said, made national news. Because who would ever think that a Roman Catholic priest would murder a nun?
Well, you know, it was such a controversial story, and it was on Dateline, I believe, that years later they convicted him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, what, 20 or 30 years later. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think he did it. I think he's got the confession of somebody who did it.
And he's not giving up who actually did it.
Yeah, but we'll never know. I mean, there was tons of evidence. You know, just a very, very sad, strange case of what, you know, happened and how it happened and where it happened. But, you know, you can look up the story if you want, and we can post a link to it on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in doing our research about if there is satanic activity in Toledo, I came across a name of a, it's really strange. Okay, so he was a doctor.
Okay.
Apparently. I don't know what his doctorate was in, but he was accused of having a satanistic temple or lodge here in Toledo.
Okay. What was his name?
His name was H. Sloan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. He actually, it's funny because his dungeon room, I've got some of the info here in front of me also about him. I didn't know you looked him up, but his dungeon room was at 808 West Central Avenue in Toledo. And I'm like, 808, where's that at? And I looked it up. And believe it or not, it's where I bought my first car.
Oh, my gosh.
The car was sitting in a lot right there. It was my first car I ever bought when I was 15.
What was it?
It was a 64 Chevelle. Oh. Or not Chevelle, a Cutlass, sorry. But it was funny because I looked at this address and I looked it up on Google. And it's like, wait a minute. That's where. So maybe I bought it from him.
Maybe, you never know. But the interesting thing is, in doing our research, I found a letter from Dr. Sloan.
Okay.
To, and I don't know even who it was to. It doesn't really state here.
Okay, so I guess it is Dr. Sloan, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
His dungeon room, they called it. So he actually had a mass there on October 14th, 1970, called the Satanic Mass of Our Lady of Endor Coven, and it was a full moon mass. That's why they picked that specific date.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So in the research, I found that his name was Herbert Arthur Sloan. He had been a fellow of this theological position for over 57 years and a priest of the coven for over 35 years. Like, somebody was questioning if he was part of this or not.
Okay.
So we have a letter, and I'll put a picture up on the Facebook page too, that is dated June 3rd, 1968. And he, and I'll just read a little bit of it. I won't read the whole thing. It's kind of long, but it says here, and he's, Dr. Sloan's writing to somebody. He says, "Dear brother, yours of yesterday received. It was kind of Dr. LaVey to speak so well of me. He errs in saying I have been a devotee of Satanism for 30 years. It happens to be twice that span of years, as I will be 63 years of age this September 3rd. And Sathanas, I think I'm pronouncing that right,
okay,
extended the call to me the summer I was 3 years old. The covenantorship dates back 38 years." So he's saying he's been a, he was a Satanist from 3 years old.
3 years old, yeah.
It's very strange. Don't know what his family background is or mm-hmm. anything, but it goes on to say, "We will be Sabbat in the Dragon Room, 808 West Central Avenue, Toledo, Ohio, at 9 p.m. Monday, June 10th, 1 week from tonight when the moon will be full. While this is not a service of the Church of Satan presided over by Dr. LaVey, you are invited to attend." So he's inviting whoever, you mm-hmm. know, is questioning him to the mass, I guess you
yeah,
want to call
the
it.
The Satanic Mass. So basically what we're saying is there's been a lot of Satanistic activity here in Toledo that a lot of people don't know about, and came out in the public when they found out about the murder mm-hmm. of the nun by the priest in the chapel at...
It's interesting because that happened in 1980,
mm-hmm.
and then all of the activity happened in 1985 when that, you know, lady came, or that girl came forward and was telling her story. So, you know, this had been happening since, okay, so he started in 1968, this letter. So
yeah, and he said that he's been doing this for years before. So how many people were actually sacrificed that we don't know about?
I'm just wondering, like, is that just a rumor, like human sacrifice to Satan? Because I don't know if that's just like something that's been attached to it.
Yeah,
or not.
You don't know unless you're there.
Right.
But they do, like they said, they had 50 to 60 babies that were reportedly sacrificed.
And you wonder too, like, is that a subsect of, you know, this, I guess you would call, would it be a religion?
No, it is. Yeah. Satanism.
Because, you know, you have different like branches of different religions. Mm-hmm. You know, you always have some strange offshoot that want to
exactly.
do whatever they want to do. You know, like, I'm not siding with Satanism or anything, but I'm just saying that, you just wonder if this is just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a weird topic.
Yeah.
In this letter, Dr. Sloan had answered some questions for whoever was asking him. And one of the questions was interesting, the way he answered it, is this, do Satanists worship Satan?
Well, yeah.
His answer is surprising. He says, no, not as such, because the word Satan does not specify a being, rather a movement or state of mind. What Satanists do worship is a being, a spiritual being commonly known as Satan in English and Satanas in Latin, which is kind of strange.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Interesting. But they asked, are witches and Satanists then one and the same people? And he said, properly speaking, yes. But in common parlance, no, not always. The word Wicca and Gnostics, G-O-N-S-I-S. I don't know what that
okay.
is. Probably should, but I don't. Are oft confused and separated. The former meaning wisdom and the latter knowledge. Of course, both cases in the purely religious sense rather than material. It is the position of the true Satanists to oft support what many witches have fallen into error by worshiping a fertility god and hence a devotion and reverence of the matter. This can appear to hold chiefly true of witches in many coven of the British Isles. The largest existence body of witches who are true Satanists would be the Yedizis
okay.
of the Near East. Interesting. It just goes on. There's like four pages of questions that he's answering. This is an interesting question that he got asked. Can an ordained Satanist priest forgive sin? It says, in the first place, Gnostic okay, doctrine, the theological speculation in which Satanism is rooted, has no conception of sin, but rather puts ignorance, the lack of Gnostic, in the place of sin, and out of this comes our answer that Satanist priests cannot forgive sin.
So basically, what he's saying is there's, in Satanistic practices, there are no sins.
Yeah, it's so weird. You know, one of the other questions, this is interesting, it says, are there Satanist saints? It says, no, not in the sense that Christendom and other creator-worshipping cults have saints. People such as Eve and Cain were the early Satanists, are, of course, held in highest esteem. I don't know what that means. I don't get it, but yeah, just, you know, it's like one of those things that nobody ever wants to talk about. Like
yeah.
if it's in your area, I'm sure it happens all over the nation. I'm just talking about America. I'm not talking about the world. I'm sure there is, but
I'm sure there is.
It's just one of those things that just instills such fear in people, as well as should be. You know, it's dark. It has a negative connotation. Typically includes animals and human sacrifice, which is against most religions to hurt other creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know. What do you think about it?
In my opinion, you know, of course, being in the field that we're in, everybody thinks that we're Satanists. It's like, no.
We're not.
No. You know, I found that majority, probably 99.9% of people that we meet in this field are so nice and helpful and caring of other people. But it's one of those things where in the back dark rooms that you don't know about, things are going on. And we even said that they believe that there are no sins. So anything goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes you wonder why people would want to go to that side.
Because they want to get away with whatever they want to get away with.
Yeah, that's true.
And I always think of it as wanting to use the dark forces
mm-hmm.
for your personal gain.
Well, yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
it is, whether mm-hmm. it's money or you know,
getting
ahead in life or whatever. You know, it's like you don't have to go to the dark side. You can just work hard and
that's right.
And who cares what other people think? I just get this feeling like these people are so competitive almost. They just
oh, yeah.
they just want power.
That's right.
And it's about power. And you know what? Who cares? Why don't people compare themselves with other people? You are who you are. And as long as you're happy and healthy, that's what's important.
Exactly.
Who cares if somebody's driving a nicer car than you? If you got a car to get to point A or point B, you're lucky.
Yeah. You know? And most of the times, and we found this out, most of the times, the people that do have the nice of the nice also have the highest bills. And they're, you know, they're paying for this stuff and they really can't afford it. It's all show.
Well, yeah, it's like, who are you going to impress? Who are you impressing? And
big hat, no cattle.
You can't take it with you. And that's the thing. You know, we talk about ghosts and spirits, and these ghosts aren't carrying around their credit, you know, their credit cards or driving Cadillacs.
Ghost Cadillacs.
Ghosting in your Cadillac.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the other side. Mm-hmm. You don't need material things.
That's right.
Now, are they nice? Yeah. But they're even better when you work hard and save your money.
Yeah.
And then you get it. You know, anyways, I don't know why I'm going
so
on
what, yeah, I was going to say, what's that got to do
with it? I have no idea. I'm just going off the edge.
So, yeah, it was kind of a dark subject this time. But we did want to get out the info there. Someone asked about it, and we wanted to let people know that there are bad things out there that you got to watch out for. And get your BS meter going. And, you know, if you talk to people and they want you to do things that don't sound right to you, don't do them.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be influenced by other people's, you know, lack of morality. But, you know, it's just an interesting case that, you know, it made such big national media. Even the National Enquirer did a huge story about it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it wasn't true. And the sheriff did come back and say that he wished he would have handled it differently because he felt at the time and looking back that he kind of incited panic about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the news media is just as much a blame because they take a story and they will run
with
it.
Well, they need sensationalism.
Days and days and days. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't know. Interesting. But, you know, it's funny because we were looking at the map and I don't even know what's out there now. Is it still a junkyard?
No, it's just an empty lot.
Empty lot. I wonder if anybody's ever... You know, well, the sheriff did dig in there, like they said, and they found some...
Just animal bones. They didn't really find nothing conclusive.
And stuff like that. But who knows? Who knows what's still out there, Joe? That's the mystery of
and
life.
That's the mystery, too, is that's how these haunted locations come to be, you know, as legendary haunted places. Now, I've never heard anybody saying, let's go in that lot and do, but you never know. Never know. There, somebody may have already gone out there and done investigations, but I've never heard of anybody doing it.
I haven't either. Mm-mm. Just food for thought, right?
Yeah.
All right, Joey.
So, yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
Nice, exciting, happy show today. But if you guys are in the Toledo area, Saturday, April 7th, come out to the Toledo Yacht Club. Look it up on the web. You'll find the address. Called Midwest Parafest here in Toledo. It's going to have some great vendors. I know some this one spectacular vendors that are going to be there.
I think it's us.
But come on and tell us your stories. We want to hear what you have to say.
We want to hear ghost stories, haunted stories. Now it's going to be in a haunted location, so just everybody be warned.
Yeah,
you are entering a haunted location.
And it's been on TV.
Yeah.
Was it Taps?
Yes, Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunters was there. They. I just started to watch the episode a couple days ago, but I've been so busy I can't sit and do anything.
Chip Coffee's going to be there, AJ McCormick. There's just going to be a ton of people if you want to come get a reading. They're going to have some psychics available for readings. They're going to have the Mystery Machine from Hanna-Barbera Studios.
Yeah, we're going to have Heather and Chad in the studio here talking to them about the event, and they tell us it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely...
Yeah.
It's the building alone is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
When I first went there for an investigation, I thought this would make a great house.
You know? It's a beautiful old historic yacht club. It's been there for over 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on the water. It's next to the Toledo Armory, which is rumored to be haunted as well. We can't get in there, but we would love to if they're listening. You know, just a beautiful location. There's going to be food truck vendors. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, parking and then leaving, trying to find something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So tons of vendors. You can come and buy crystals, and you can Joe and I will have our I Speak EVP t-shirts.
I Speak EVP and Seriously Squatchy.
Yeah, that's for all your squatchers. We'll have our
Squatch out. I'll be
our 222 Paranormal Podcast t-shirts will be available as well. Stickers. I have some beautiful stone crystal and stone necklaces mm-hmm. that I made. They're protection necklaces. So you can come out and get one of those.
Yeah, in a couple weeks, we're going to have them in. We're going to talk all about the show. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, it's going to be a great time. But other than that, please get up there on our Facebook page. If you don't like it so far, like it again. And just share the show with someone else.
Yep, and check out all our episodes.
All right, well, thanks a lot, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.